The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, just back in Geneva after a two-day visit to Baghdad, says improving the security situation in Iraq is crucial to preventing a humanitarian crisis there. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Jakob Kellenberger, told reporters that during his stay in Baghdad, he met with top British and American officials and reminded them of their duties now that they are responsible for law and order in Iraq. Mr. Kellenberger says, in addition to ensuring a secure environment for the people of Iraq, the U.S.-led administration must protect essential infrastructures, such as hospitals, water supply, and sewage systems. If this is not done, he says, the humanitarian situation in the country could deteriorate quickly.
There is not a dramatic or serious humanitarian crisis in Iraq, but I think in order to prevent that such a crisis would happen, it is extremely important that there are further improvements in the security environment, and it is very important that people, motivated, skilled people, that they can go back to do their job.
Mr. Kellenberger says he also renewed his appeal to coalition leaders that Red Cross delegates be allowed to visit all prisoners of war and civilian internees being held in Iraq. He says all are covered by international humanitarian law.
The application of the 3rd and 4th Geneva Convention and our insistence that we can visit them, that does not at all mean that there cannot be after a prosecution of these people who are being arrested. So it does not protect them against prosecution.
Since the war in Iraq ended, the Red Cross has had access to more than 7,000 Iraqi POWs and civilian internees. But Mr. Kellenberger says among the prisoners Red Cross delegates have not been allowed to see are former Iraqi leaders on a most wanted list drawn up by U.S. officials in Iraq. Nearly 20 of the 55 people on the list are now in custody. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.